Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 30th of March 2024. Today's topic is The Covenant Keeper. Our text today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 7 verses 6 through 11. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him, he will repay him to his face. Verse 11. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments, and the statutes, and the judgments, which I command thee this day, to do them. Key verse. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him. A covenant is a two-way promise, the conditions of which are set by God. When you enter into a covenant with God, you promise to keep those conditions by playing your part, and because God will always keep his covenant with his people. There are several covenants in the Bible, but five covenants are crucial for understanding the story of God's redemptive plan. They are: the covenant with Noah, the Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant, the covenant with David, and the new covenant. One important truth runs through these covenants, and that truth centers around Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. God promised to send his only begotten Son to seek and save the lost. He eventually fulfilled that promise. It is now left for you to keep your own part of the covenant. Your part is to believe and accept him as your personal Savior and Lord. This will attract God's covenant blessings to your life. Prayer for today. Lord, I believe that you are a covenant keeper. Let all your covenant blessings come upon me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading. Psalm chapter 89 verse 34. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.